with Ali C.
Well, here we are at the start of another week on America Tonight. And as you know by now, each and every show we go inside the Beltway to talk with the true insiders in Washington. Victoria Jones from Talk Radio News joins us right from the get-go. She sounded a little exhausted. We had her in the green room. We were trying to give her some Red Bull. She refused, naturally. She only will take tea. And we don't have any of that English breakfast tea, but I promise you we're going to stock some for you, Victoria. Thanks for coming on, as always.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, just intravenous drip coffee. That'll do us good.
I know. I'm the 24-ouncer kind of person, absolutely. Well, you know, it wasn't about what they were serving, I don't think, but it's what was going back and forth, what was volleying back and forth between the prime minister from Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, we've been talking about this a ton, and our president, Obama. Big, big, big story broke in the London Times a couple of days ago that already there was a brokered deal on the table and that Obama was going to tell Netanyahu to back off on being aggressive against Iran because of the elections and that we would be there after the elections. First of all, what do you make of that London Times story? And what did you hear? What was the scuttlebutt in Washington about the meeting?
The London Times story, I mean, it's very hard to tell with something like that. Sometimes the Times is right on point, and then you always have to say, yeah, but it's owned by Murdoch, so, you know, who can tell? But the journalists who work for the Times are really good quality journalists. So if it's well-sourced, it's the kind of thing that's quite possible.
Yeah.
Do Obama and Netanyahu have a good enough relationship to broker a deal like that?
That's what I would ask. Yeah, that's the question I would ask, too, as well. I think there was some pretty good sources on it, and I had heard a little bit about that, and I thought, I don't know where that's coming from. And then that story broke, so I thought it's interesting. Good analysis of that. We'll see. So what actually came out of the meeting? What was everybody fed, in other words?
I mean, I think that, you know, what the readout of the meeting was incredibly bland. You know, you get these readouts which just says, you know, they discussed blah, blah, blah. And it doesn't say anything about the substance of what was discussed. But clearly Iran was the headliner, although they did discuss wide-ranging Middle East issues, including Middle East peace. Iran clearly was the headliner. I mean, I think Netanyahu threw down the gauntlet before they went into the meeting when in his remarks in the Oval Office, when they both gave, you know, brief remarks to the pool of reporters, he said, I think, three times that, you know, Israel has the right to defend itself, which was fine for him to say. It wasn't as though President Clinton, in his remarks immediately before him, had been jumping up and down and banging the Oval Office table saying, you don't. But he felt the need to say that, whether for his own domestic audience, whether for the Iranian audience, whether for the upcoming APAC audience, whether for some other audience, I don't know. But Netanyahu is a very clever politician, so he had an audience in mind.
Yeah. All right, speaking of clever politicians, I don't know if it's clever or not. Robocalls annoy me, but there's been a lot of robocalls going out for Romney and for some others. As you know, Super Tuesday, big delegates at stake with 10 different states weighing in. I guess North Dakota is more of a beauty contest, but the rest pretty much some chunky numbers. Who knows if Mitt Romney clears the board or it's split up like Georgia goes to Newt Gingrich. But with the Ohio polls, which is the big one, Ohio's huge, Rick Santorum and Romney are in a statistical dead heat. And you told me before we went on the air that Bob Ney, who comes on with us, the former congressman who now works with Talk Radio News, that he was getting some of those robocalls. Is that right?
Yes, into his Ohio number, and he wrote down the script. So I'm going to perform it for you.
I love it.
Hi, my name is Brian Kamenka. I'm a Jew from Massachusetts. And this is Darcy Brandon. I'm a Christian from California. If you believe, as we do, that marriage and sexuality should only be between a man and a woman, please help us stop Mitt Romney as governor, Romney signed Gay Youth Pride Day proclamations, promoted homosexuality in our elementary schools, and unconstitutionally ordered state officials to make Massachusetts America's first same-sex marriage state. Romney supports open homosexuality in the military, the appointment of homosexual judges, and the Ender Law, making it illegal to fire a man who wears a dress and high heels to work, even if he's your kid's teacher. When you vote tomorrow, please vote for social sanity and Rick Santorum, not for homosexuality and Mitt Romney.
He has to be kidding me. He's not making this up either, right? I know Bob, especially now, he's not making up a bunch of stuff, so I can't believe that's what they said in the call.
That's real.
Oh, I just don't see. I mean, I don't care how right of right you are. I don't. Does that appeal? Do you think that really would appeal?
I think the micro percentage of voters who are going to buy a man who wears a dress and high heels as your kids. I mean, this is like micro targeting. It's bizarre.
Yeah, I think it's bizarre too. What do you think? Let's spitball this for a second. What do you think is going to happen when I come on the air? Really, my Tuesday into Wednesday show. Do you think Romney's going to get the bulk of the delegates, or do you think we'll be surprised?
I think Romney's going to have a good day tomorrow. I mean, I've been following the polls for the last few days, and they've just gradually, particularly in Ohio, for example, have shown him creeping up and then almost being even. And then we had the a poll overnight, and then we had the Quinnipiac poll today showing him slightly ahead. If anything, he's statistical dead heat, but he seems to have the momentum. He's even been making gains on Santorum in Tennessee. He's within 4 points of Santorum in Tennessee. I'm not saying he's going to win, but he could. He could do well down there. That says something.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's going to be fascinating to see what happens there for sure. This has got to be this is the biggest machine gun day of all of them, and this is what everybody's had circled on their calendars. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This hour of America Tonight, of course, we're talking about Super Tuesday and the 419 Republican delegates that are up for grabs. Does it, as we were mentioning in a previous show, is it parceled out, or do we see the majority of them going for Mitt Romney? My crystal ball tells me, ooh, Mitt Romney. Sorry. Whether people like Mitt Romney or not, whether you think he's just a robot, whether you think he's the establishment guy, whatever you want to label him as, he is the guy. He's the beauty pageant contestant who can't lose. He has the killer bod in a different way. And so it's his turn, and he's the prop. He's the prop. And more people are coming out with some clout in the Republican Party to endorse Mitt Romney. So does the road to Tampa, the race to Tampa, really come to a screeching halt after Tuesday? Methinks not. I don't think so. It's funny, and I know that I've mentioned this before. I really believe that this was it. This was the bullseye. It was on the 6th, and then it was all over. But I don't think so now, because there's still more ground to cover, even if it is Romney capturing the majority of those delegates. Coming up also this hour, not just focusing on Super Tuesday, the Prime Minister of Israel, King of the Castle, Master of His Domain, and wondering, is Obama Israel's frenemy? That's coming up next here on ATN.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Journey for Truth on WebTalkRadio.net takes you on a journey through a multitude of controversial and passionate topics that bring awareness to issues and stories occurring on a national and global scale. Are we as a society being lied to? Are we manipulated into thinking a certain way or into having a certain opinion? Isn't it time to be proactive instead of passive? Join Journey for Truth on WebTalkRadio.net today. Brought to you by Oscar Harrison of Jonah Life Institute.
Are you a leader or board member of a newer nonprofit? Then you're building your nonprofit while wondering, are we doing this right? Well, stop wondering and start listening. Tune into WebTalkRadio.net and Nonprofit Spark to hear nuts and bolts advice about fundraising, planning, finances, and more. The conversations are geared to newer leaders like you. So boost your nonprofit know-how and confidence. Tune into WebTalkRadio.net and Nonprofit Spark today.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Sugarfoot called me last night. He said his girl called him. She said, can I come over? She said, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thumbs up or thumbs down to the tutage here on ATN. The reason I bring that up before we dive into Israel and the big meeting today in Washington with Netanyahu and Obama, which I think is predetermined the outcome of that, but call me a conspiracy theorist. The return music that you just heard there, I could see that kind of that funky beat 70s tune. We mix it up here, and I'm not in charge of that. That's all Matt Johnson and Donovan Madsen. I'm freewheeling. I let them pick the tunes. So I got an email from Nancy who said, I'm here to vent. You or whoever has absolutely the worst taste in music I have ever run into. Do some studies on music appeal. And, you know, she ended that with a couple of exclamation points, 4 to be exact. And it was after a show that Matt was doing. Matt, Nancy isn't into your, she doesn't get the vibe of what you're trying to do here in America Tonight.
Yeah, and that's understandable because I would say I mix it up across several different genres, so not everyone's going to be happy. That's just, I know that's how it's going to be, but I try to mix in different things so every once in a while someone will hear something different, someone will hear something that they'll enjoy, and you know, we play old stuff, new stuff. I'd say the majority of things we play are probably between the 80s and 90s, but we play old stuff like Dean Martin. We play Sinatra. We play Elvis, the Beatles, Kiss, Motley Crue. We play everything. And then we mix in some new stuff as well.
That's right. You're like a wedding DJ. You are out to please.
We try. This isn't a radio station. We're not trying to grab the 18 to 34 demo or whatever that is. We're just trying to play a bunch of different stuff that hopefully once in a while you hear something and be like, oh, I like that song.
All right. He has spoken. I like that song, actually, that he just played. I don't think I've ever heard it on America Tonight before. So it was something new that he pulled out of the vault. So, Nancy, I hope you understand what Matt is trying to do for his part on the America Tonight extravaganza. All right, speaking of extravaganzas, that's what it was like. That's what it was being billed as. The meeting between Netanyahu and Obama in D.C., and I mentioned at the top with Victoria, which you heard, the London Times article, I had heard from somebody at the Pentagon that they believed that there was kind of a loose deal brokered with Israel and the United States for whatever that's worth. But in the end, Israel's prime minister comes out swinging, saying that, you know, vigorously, we are going to have the right to defend ourselves, and we are protecting that right, and we're going to do it if we're worried about a nuclear Iran, at which we are. We're the master of our own fate. That was pretty much how Netanyahu summed it up. Now, heading into this meeting, Obama said that there was too much loose talk about war and the possibility of war. So he was setting the stage for, listen, this is it's always about diplomacy first, carrying that big stick. That's the deal. Try to make it happen before we go in there, guns blazing, basically. But what we believe is going on is that there was perhaps a secret squirrel handshake of, listen, I got your back, you got my back. We got this election here. We're in the middle of XYZ, and we're concerned. You're our ally. We don't want Ahmadinejad to have a nuke. We don't want Iran to be nuclear capable. We don't want that. So we're right here with you. We're going to give you what you need. We're going to help you blow up that facility if need be. But just wait until we get through this election. As I said, that is a little bit of a tinge of conspiracy to it, does it not? Here's what Senator Mitch McConnell had to say out of Kentucky.
If Iran at any time, begins to enrich uranium to weapons-grade levels, or decides to go forward with a weapons program, then the United States will use overwhelming force to end that program. I think we'd all have to admit that when it comes to the threat of a nuclear-armed Iran, we have now reached a point where the current administration's policies, however well-intentioned, simply aren't enough. Iran is now believed to have produced at least 5 years' worth of medium-enriched uranium for its medical reactors. According to the experts, such quantities raise serious suspicions about a military intent.
All right, so McConnell's ready to roll. I say I'm on board. I'm ready to roll. As always, America, you get to throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. Sick of the talk. Diplomacy is not going to work with Iran. It's not. If there is some kind of a deal that's been cut to help the administration and continue whatever relationship, because I frankly think that Obama has kind of a rocky relationship with Netanyahu. I don't think it's awful. I think it's just sort of the needle doesn't move. It's just kind of in the middle. Kind of, you know, you like me, you love me not, kind of like that. It's not like, they're not buds, in other words. Not like, remember how Bush was with Tony Blair? Like you knew they were cutting up, you knew that they were hanging out. And of course, that ultimately did kind of cost the former Prime Minister of England, Tony Blair, in the end. But they were pals. I don't think Netanyahu and Obama are pals, let's put it that way. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan.
Yeah, I just got through talking to Matt, and I told him, I said, I want you to play that song. She was only a bootlegger's daughter, but I loved her still. And he said he didn't have it in his repertoire, and I said, that's because I ain't published it yet.
You got
it. He asked me what I was doing. I told him I've been pretending I was a hick. Well, to get to our Muslim usurper and Netanyahu, I think Obama's doing the usual song and dance of stall, trying to give his brothers a chance to get their little nuclear weapon. And this boy is nothing but talk. He's not going to do anything. Unless it means that he could get reelected to where he could go ahead and finish the job of destroying the great Satan, which is us, according to the Muslims. And that's the game plan.
All right, so you have you're much more sinister than I am about the whole thing, but Dan says, thanks for the call. For the same end result, he says that, you know, listen, this is what it is, stall. I think it's stall, but not for the reason that Dan is saying. I think it's because they're trying to broker a deal. They're trying to broker a deal. You need our bomb. We got the bomb. We're not giving it to you now. We're going to use every means possible. So let's just wait 7 months here, and then we'll figure it out. And by the way, all of this stuff went down, like you just heard McConnell there. It was a big day in Washington, and it's called AIPAC. It's the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. It's the most powerful pro-Israel lobby group in the U.S., So what happened was it was kind of a free-for-all. A couple of hours before the Israeli prime minister did his speech, because he did a speech there, and everybody was waiting on pins and needles to see, you know, ultimately, I think, what he's going to say. So I've gotten a ton of email in both directions. Like Shaker said, I love that, by the way, Shaker. Shaker said, what business is it of Israel? Why do they think that they should attack Iran? Come on, give me a break. How many nukes do they have? And how many ways do they have to launch them? This is ridiculous. People need to wake up and shake the cobwebs out and figure out what's going on before they start calling to bomb a country. It's just not right. It's not right at all, Kate. It's stupid. We don't need another war. How much do you think we'll pay for gasoline in the end if there is? Well, I think gasoline is one of the major components, of course, of this. And true, if there was a war, there would be a big collapse on the international market with what we would pay for crude on the New York Mercantile Exchange to see what a barrel would be, and that would affect everybody who pulls in to fill up their tank. I agree with that. More on Iran, Netanyahu, Obama, and some other odds and ends we're going to toss into the soup next on ATN.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America tonight, hanging out with yous from the great state of New Jersey. And we're talking about mixing it up, the Israel deal where you have Benjamin Netanyahu saying that, you know, we're together in the efforts to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. But I think the two leaders don't agree on the course of where to go. When I say the two leaders, listen, whether you're an Obama fan or not, he is the leader of the free world right now, today, occupying 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And he's part of this giant decision here in the direction that we're headed with Iran. And what direction is that? Is it, okay, we're going to go after the nuclear site in that country? We're going to play hands off for now? Or what is it? I mean, you had the most influential people when it comes to Israel in the room. And I've already mentioned this, at the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, that was afterwards, that was part of this group. And, you know, Netanyahu said Iranian research is marching forward, is moving forward. And even though we've got these deep economic sanctions that are slapped on that country, they don't care. They don't care. So, you know, that we're waiting for the international community to resolve the issue, and we're waiting for diplomacy to work. See, that's what's interesting. Netanyahu saying Israel has waited patiently for the international community to resolve this issue. And now a lot of people sending me emails would say, well, it's for them to decide. It's for Israel to decide what they want to do if they're going to try to take on Iran, not for everybody else. Why are they waiting for the international community to respond? And see, the thing is, do we want to be annihilated? Do you believe that Iran could annihilate Israel? Well, certainly they could. They could reach Israel. Do you believe that Iran could annihilate the United States? You know, you go back to the questions that they asked in the, you know, in the 50s, that they asked when they were talking about during the wars, when they were talking about bomb shelters and doing drills in schools for fear that, which would really be the 50s, fear that there would be a nuclear attack. You know, have we gone soft on being concerned about that? I mean, does anyone ever talk about that? Is there a, should we have a greater fear? To me, the biggest fear I would have is that somebody, almost like a James Bond movie, I'm not kidding about this, somebody goes rogue and has it. Somebody goes rogue and they have the capability. And I guess the more people that ramp up with nukes, the more possibilities there are of that. And it's, of course, I don't think Iran should have a nuclear weapon, no. 800-259-5791. It's not just about Iran and Israel. The big conversation, the buzz in the backyard, if you will, because we talk about the buzz in the backyard and say you're invited to throw in your 2 cents, is what's going to happen on Super Tuesday, where you have so many states, 10 states, who have delegates galore up for grabs. What's going to happen? Is it a Mitt Romney attack? Or does Mitt Romney win a few of the states, key states like Ohio, but not capture the majority, still miss some of the delegates? Romney is certainly getting big endorsements. So here was Barbara Bush, who definitely is endorsing Mitt Romney. Here's what she had to say about another campaign.
It's been, I think, the worst campaign I've ever seen in my life. I just hate it. I hate the fact that people think compromise is a dirty word.
Ooh. I you know what? Just on the premise of what she's saying about compromise, I agree with that. What is the deal about not being able to compromise? How do you accomplish anything if you can't compromise? If you have a contract with somebody, if you cut a deal with somebody, a fair contract is you get a little of this, they get a little of that. And if you don't have that, if you don't have the two sides meeting, you have nothing. So it is true, the word itself, but compromise is definitely not a word that you hear a lot coming out of Washington. Oh, no. Nobody wants to compromise. They want the whole game. They want the whole thing. This time, I don't think anybody gets the whole thing when it comes to the amount of delegates. But are we any closer to ending the constant show with the GOP? Remember, last time around, it was about the Democrats and the Republicans, and it was pretty interesting on both sides because you had ultimately the McCain-Sarah Palin deal. You had the drama of Obama and Hillary Clinton and some of the nastiness that went on there, and then the drama of John Edwards. And this time around, it's just one-sided pretty much. Since Obama's the guy, the thing that's being talked about the most probably is the money, 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 where as much as he'll attack Wall Street, boy, he will pick their pockets. One quick trip to New York, the guy is a machine. $4 million the last couple of days. Just snapping up that money. And that's if the incumbent has to run on almost $1 billion, what does that say about anybody who's running against the incumbent? It says that they better have really, really deep pockets or really, really good friends who have a way to mobilize. So, you know, listen, if you look at what's happening with the Republicans versus what's happening with the Democrats, what is the thing? I made the joke the other night. What is the thing that can take Obama down? And what it would be, no disrespect to Ron Paul because he's such a long shot, would be what I said. Regular, premium, or unleaded. It's gasoline. If gasoline goes through the roof, then I think it'd be pretty iffy. It would be a crapshoot to me as to what happens with Obama and whether or not he can, you know, whether or not he would repeat, be the third president in a row to repeat. All right, let's zig and zag in a couple of different directions. As I said, I was going to mix up some other things, some odds and ends, which, by the way, at the coming up at the end of this hour, we got a little week in count in store for you because it's so much about the numbers. But before we get there, a couple of other things. There was the Netanyahu thing that was huge, and the Obama deal, and the debate over whether or not we are on board with a bomb or whether we're playing soft still and waiting to see what happens with the election and whether or not there's something more sinister, some kind of a deal already cut. It wasn't about sinister politicians, any of that crap, for the people who have been devastated by the tornadoes. You ask them about who they're voting for, what they think is going to happen. I doubt they care that much because their focus is on just survival. Man, I know I say this all the time, but a photo is worth a thousand words. And when you see trees literally going through the middle of what looks like something that used to be a house and is just a shell, and you see that you read that an EF4 tornado in Henryville, Indiana, ripped through that town and pretty much ended that town, and you think of the people grabbing for whatever they can find, pictures, mementos, anything that is salvageable before it's all pushed away, where a bulldozer just comes in, poof, like that. That's it. In an instant, it's all changed. And that's what the cleanup workers have to do. They have to get in there and get stuff out as fast as they can. In Kentucky and Indiana, they're doing that. But in those states where some of you are listening to us, fresh powder, baby, fresh snow. Well, normally, that tranquility of the snow, especially when we haven't had a rough winter, is something awesome. You love it. It kind of slows life down. Instead, it's made it more complicated because trying to dig out of this nonsense, now you got snow like 3 inches that fell in parts of Kentucky where they're trying to repair buildings and they're trying to dig through things. You can't do it because the roads are slick. They can't get the power back in some of the areas. And so you got storm debris, blankets of snow, and people trying to pick up the pieces of their life, for goodness sake, after 2 tornadoes, in some cases, smashed into their town. Where you're talking, you know, 170, 200 miles an hour. There's no way you're surviving that. You got to be in a storm shelter, which, by the way, now the sale of storm shelters has gone through the roof. So people who build storm shelters are getting tons of orders for these things. I think if you live in Tornado Alley, anywhere in the breadbasket in the Midwest where you're prone to the possibility of tornadoes, boy, you got to have some outlet. I mean, the idea of finding yourself in a situation where you're trying to lay down in a bathtub and put a mattress on top of yourself, forget that. That's not working. And if you have no other means, I mean, what are you doing, trying to outrun it? Uh-uh. You're not going to do that. Somebody asked me today, well, what do you do in a tornado? What would you do? And that's what I heard. Get in the bathtub, pull over that mattress. If you don't have a storm shelter, or you can't get to a neighbor's storm shelter. So I bet you that I'm not surprised. I bet you more people are going to go for that option. All right, we're heading to the mailroom now. So hang with us. Coming back with some thoughts for many people across America.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I've got no chauffeur to chauffeur me. I've got no servant to serve my tea. But I'm as happy as a man can be, 'cause I've got a girl who loves nobody but me. I don't own stock in no stock exchange. I don't hold claim to no real estate. But I'm not living my life in vain, because I've got a girl who loves nobody but me.
Boy, it'd be fun to hang out and listen to this kind of tunage, wouldn't it, somewhere? I picture like a smoky bar in Manhattan. That's like kind of that Diana Krall, mix in a little Diana Krall there, and you have an evening of it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As I said, we're going to head to the mailbag in just a second. But plenty of people chiming in, and you can too, 800-259-5791, on the chat about some of the things we've been talking about, like Obama and re-election versus the Republicans and what they're doing, and also, of course, the situation with Iran and whether or not we should bomb their facility, help Israel, and just roll on with this thing and stop talking about it, or sit in the weeds, hang out, and wait for this deal to unfold between Obama and Israel. So Crazy Brain says Obama should be voted out in unprecedented numbers. Here's what I say. Question mark. You think? I'll tell you what. The Democrats are very confident that this is going to be a land slide for Obama. And you heard Dan, he called in and he said, oh, enough is enough. It's time for this. He's destroying our country. And plenty of people feel that way. And listen, I think, I say this all the time, ineffective is a good word. But to be honest of just looking at projections, the projections that I've gotten, I've said this before, from Republicans who are strategists who will admit it, and Democrats, they feel very, very confident that he's going to be reelected. So do you think that's premature, or that's just hype, or that's just nonsense to throw out there? Or is Crazy Brains really right in saying that, oh, no, he's going to be voted out? What, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's why the whole gasoline thing. And Cop says, oil companies run the world. Touche. So we should all be running oil companies. You look what it was for a barrel, and oil was just below 107 on the New York Mercantile Exchange right before that meeting between Israel and the United States. So, you know, we're looking at Iran, we're looking at the controls, we're looking at the Strait, we're looking at a couple of other things. And I'll tell you what, if gasoline were to go to that $7, $6 level, there is, without a question, without a doubt, without a whatever you want to say, there is no doubt in my mind that would clip Obama's wings. He would not sail into this unprecedented, amazing landslide that's being predicted by some strategists. I don't think so, because I think that's the one level that people can't tolerate. They can't tolerate it in the U.S. You just won't get people to jump on that even 5, 6, 7. No, because that's the thing you got to pay for. You're pulling out of your wallet. You got to go to work to get the pay, and then it becomes that thing where it's like when women, and I guess men too, I shouldn't just say women, but when you have a child and you're debating the child care thing, and the person, the other person, let's say it's the woman. Doesn't always have to be. Let's say it's the woman makes okay money, decent money. But now, if you're giving up staying home with the kids, and you got to pay for child care is outrageous. I know people that pay child care $2,000 a month. $2,000. You are writing out a check for $500 a week. Now, add on high gasoline prices, higher taxes, more money for health care premiums. Where are you getting the money? Where are you getting the money to pay for this? All right, so I went on a little bit of a rant here, and I said that we were going to go to the mailbag, and I promise we are headed now to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. All right, this one from Kyle in Austin, who says, Kate, what a phony baloney meeting between Net and Obama. Really, nobody gains anything in this one, let's be real. Netanyahu knows that he's got some power to wield with strong Israeli ties. Many Americans feel that way. How could you possibly cut the cord? There is no way the U.S. can cut the cord on Israel. And honestly, I don't know that they should. Netanyahu is dying to blow away Ahmadinejad's little laboratory 200 feet below the surface, but he needs the U.S.'s help to be able to do that. I say he doesn't get it. I say he doesn't get it until next year. What do you think? Well, you know, there could always be somebody else who has a say in this, and that would be Iran. The more Ahmadinejad pushes prods and gets closer to developing this weapon, the more Netanyahu gets restless. So I'd say that Iran plays a big role in it. They don't seem to be buckling with the sanctions, although they never have. So at what point do you say, enough is enough. This is it. We got to stake our claim, and we're going in, we're full board, or we're not. Full bore ahead. Full bore. Or not. So I say, Kyle, that if it were up to me, we would be just in it. We would be in it right now because we have to be. But I'm not so sure that that's the direction. I'm not so sure that's the direction the U.S. takes. I'm going to say it's going to they're going to wait until after the election. Let's go to another one. This one from Tank, who says, Kate, ouch. I'm living outside of L.A. I've been listening to you, babe. I really like the show. But I think you have friends here. I've heard you mention a couple of times Westlake Village and some other areas. Ask your friends how much they're paying for gasoline. Try $5 in some cases, especially for premium. It's ridiculous. And if you know anything about L.A. traffic, which I think you do, it means you're stuck in it and you're burning up the fossil fuels. It's time to vote for somebody else and go in a different direction. I don't even care who. All right, Californians are very frustrated with the gasoline situation because they always have a higher, theirs is always higher anyway. And so if the national average is just over $4 or it's $3.73 or $3.63, they're always going to be a lot more. And he's right. You're stuck in traffic when you're in L.A. I mean, you are that person. You are the commuter. And it's already frustrating enough to deal with that, but you're just burning up that gasoline. Let's go to another one. This one is from Jan. Hi, Kate Delaney. I've been listening to you, but I've only just recently decided I was going to send you an email. I get a chuckle out of some of the things that you talk about, especially when you talk about the situation with the Republicans and the race for the delegates. I say, who cares? When you say circus, you are right. But the circus has no act worth paying for. Obama will slaughter the Republicans. They're just idiots fooling themselves that they even have a prayer of winning this election. President Mitt Romney, never. President Newt Gingrich, hardly. President Rick Santorum, I shudder. President Ron Paul, doubtful. I like the doubtful. What's doubtful? You're saying landslide for Obama. So that gas price thing, that could be the Achilles heel. But it's doubtful that the gas prices will shoot up that high. $4 or $5, still painful. Goes to $6, forget it. $7, deadly. You know, it's like when you play that game, warm, warmer, cold, colder. Right now, it's a little bit prickly. There's a little bit of heat on. If it gets a lot warmer, then it's going to be a lot harder to retain that seat, without a doubt. Any thoughts on the show, shoot them to me at americatonight.net.
Hey, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time?
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?